Hello.
It's time for someone smart enough to know, strong enough to do, sure enough to lead, the comeback kid, a new voice for a new America, because I love New York, because I love America, I nominate for the office of the President of the United States.
Armando Iannucci.
He's really nice.
Yes, take me.
Please be aware that you will feel as well as see and hear realistic effects, such as might be experienced in an actual earthquake.
Yeah, hi, Fabo, and sit down. This is Armando Iannucci here with 30 minutes of twisted wireless excitement. Anything you ever heard on Radio 1 over the past 5 years is about to be put through a blender and re-stitched together the wrong way around. Most of the jingles come off some dodgy cassettes bought down at the market.
Closer to the news, closer to the music. BBC Radio 1 FM.
Poverty-stricken... or pathetically taped off News 93. There'll be all sorts of mayhem, I can tell you, including a number of shy sessions exclusive to the Armando Iannucci show. These are sessions given by bands too cool or shy to perform in a 1FM studio, and so are recorded 50 yards away from our microphones in a room down the corridor. First off this week is a number from the wedding present from last year. It's Free. I think you can just hear them. We're actually not allowed to go any nearer. So that's about as good as it gets. They may be able to creep forward. The better we get to know them. So we'll leave it there.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM. He's got music coming out of his trousers.
And here's a whiff of it. Kerosene with Worthless. And voiceover information is provided by the graphics people from ITV's The Chart Show.
It's still a prayer. You pray for yourself. You won't work it out.
Kerosene's vocalist Paul Taylor was originally born with three lips.
Tour info.
On a recent gig in Switzerland, the band spent all their money on chops.
The band's bassist, Mr. Hancock, does not believe in gravity.
Kerosene with Worthless, and many thanks to the ITV Chart Show graphics people for the information they gave over that one. No, it's Saturday, 27th of March, 1993, or Monday, 29th of March, if you're listening to the repeat. What's going on today? The Queen opens Aberdeen Snooker Park this afternoon. Portable telephones could make you turn into a cow, according to a report. A bit of film gossip. Actress Sharon Stone is to play a granary bap in a live-action movie version of Delia Smith's One Is Fun. And let's say hello to our posse for this afternoon, Mr. Philip Dawsons of Ladbroke Grove.
Yeah.
Nice to have you aboard, Mr. Philip Dawsons. You're going to be sticking around with us all afternoon?
For a while, yeah. I'll be here. I've got to get away about 4:30.
Yeah.
I've got a meeting.
Right, okay. So. But apart from that, you're around.
Yeah.
Cheers then, Mr. Philip Dawsons of Ladbroke Grove.
Yeah.
Okay, it's 25 minutes past. Over now to Susie with the Heights of Buildings.
To start off with, the Holiday Inn at the corner of Sockyhole Street and Renfield Street is 210 foot high this morning, and the exhibition centre is going to be 74 feet high all day. In Cardiff, the central branch of Saxon Shoes is 23 feet, that's 4.7 metres, and the Budgeons chain of supermarkets should average out at 49 feet, that's 16.4 metres across the country. With no change to Carfax Tower in Oxford, that's the height of buildings today.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM. 30 minutes of Sweet F.A.
And it's the 19th Tuesday before Glenda Jackson fortnight, and we'll be covering all the action on Glenda Jackson fortnight here on 1FM. So don't forget, if you're working for a company or in an office, you can all club together for an inflatable Glenda Jackson. It's about 20 feet tall and looks very attractive on top of your roof. We'll give you more details about the Glenda Jackson fortnight throughout the programme, but just now I'm just looking at some of the new CDs that have come into the office, and to start with, here's one, the very best of our tune. It's a collection of the very best of Simon Beats's Our Tunes, compressed into 90 one-minute long bite-sized chunks, and here's one of the best of them.
I'm talking sense. Here's a letter from a lady who lives in the south of England by the name of Richard, who's a fella. And one day, without any warning at all to the kids, Richard's mum got up and announced that she was a gorgeous baby boy, perfect in every way. It was also a complete shock to Richard, and he was very young, he was 12 or 13 at the time. And they started going out together and things were good. And mentally, what he did to cut off the hurt was to go back up north with a fella. And so, fairly grudgingly, her mother-in-law had died peacefully in her sleep that morning, but she was just overjoyed. On the 21st of April last year, Julie gave birth to Richard and his sister, his mum and his dad. Outside the church, Richard's mum made a beeline for him 300 miles away. She was just so brave. That's the story.
And that's the cassette, and you can get it in your shops now. Now then, time to meet our guest for this afternoon, topical comedian Davey Mark.
Yeah. All right.
Davey, hello. Right. Oh, hi. All right. Now, you are a topical comedian.
That's right.
How topical are you?
Well, as topical, I mean, with the events, even before the events.
Even before the events? Even,
yeah.
So you can make jokes about events before they actually happen?
In certain cases, yeah, in about 50, 60% of cases, I can anticipate events as they happen.
All right, any event?
Any event.
Oh, okay, if I held my pen up here, yeah, above the desk.
Yeah, well, clearly, it's got to be an event that... you want me to make a joke about that?
About not about holding my pen,
no.
But if I dropped it onto the table... Now, in physics classes at school, we would call that an event.
Yeah.
Could you make a topical joke about my dropping a pen onto the table?
All right, then. Well, just hold it there. Hold it there a second.
Do you actually want me to pause?
The thing about the...
Well, hang on a minute. I mean, if you wanted to make a joke about Boris Yeltsin taking on the Russian parliament, you wouldn't say, hang on, could you just pause there?
No, but you can anticipate there's certain events, political events, that you can see are leading up to certain other events.
Yeah, well, so presumably you could see that this pen is going to drop onto the table.
I just want to see you hold it out there just for a moment to help me.
Get on with it.
The thing about pens... prices of pens are just... fallen. It's just the share price.
That's brilliant. That's very, very funny. Okay, thanks very much to Davey Marr.
Yeah.
line four.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Amanda.
Amanda calling from?
From Nottingham.
Okay, Amanda, what are you holding in your left hand?
I've got a urine sample.
Amanda?
Yeah?
You've just won yourself some swans.
Oh.
Yay!
Pretty, I feel pretty and witty and bright.
Within weeks, you'll get back again. You take it to the living room, oblivion. This is the morning of Allah. This is the dawning of Allah.
Oh, so charming, it's alarming how charming I feel.
My kingdom come.
I'm only a youth, I'm only two. Though you may be far away, we think of you.
Depeche Mode there with the old theme tune to The Persuaders.
Well, I got up with the clear intention of leaving the room, and I just walked across and walked straight into the wall. It didn't occur to me for a second to go through the door.
This man is stupid. If you're thick, then Radio 1 can help you. We're giving out sensible advice on each one of our phone lines. Call us on Smartline 4000-84000 all day, or get someone to do it for you. That means you, stupid.
That's just some stuff Radio 1 keeps putting out there. Back to some of the new CD releases, and there's a special collection out now on CD of pop star interviews from the 60s and 70s. A lot of work's been done in cleaning up these interviews for re-release. To start with, listen to this bit of Bernie Taupin as it sounded originally on vinyl, with up to five different metaphors.
It's really a song that says there's something tomorrow. You know, it's a once upon a time song. It's a salute to the future. It's Elton and I doing John Wayne and walking into the sunset.
And once it's cleaned up for CD release, the clarity is startling.
It's really a song.
And of course, new studio techniques have helped in the mixing of metaphors. In the old days, people used to mix these metaphors by hand. Nowadays, they can mix them digitally. Bernie Taupin again.
We were striving to find a goal, and in order to cut through and machete our way through that jungle, we thought it was lined, the streets of London were paved with gold, But unfortunately, we found there were a lot of sharks in the doorway snapping at our heels.
And talking of reissues, there's a debate going on in the Independent this week about the sounds in the background of CDs of works that have been reissued for the first time. These are remastered works that pick up occasional sounds that were there in the studios during the first recordings. For example, if you listen to Yesterday, sung by the Beatles, you can just about make out in the background a domestic row.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM. A blue whale among cuttlefish.
Okay, just some information about what's going on around the country today. Shepparton Women's Institute is organising a charity sale of unwanted facial hair. There's an exhibition of unpleasant attitudes at the Hayward Gallery starting today until April the 10th. Everything from disdain to mischievous apprehension is on show. This is... Oh, no, I can't be bothered with that lot. Let's have this.
Well, I wanted to do some washing, but instead of putting the washing in the washing machine, I put it in a plastic bin and set fire to it, which was pretty stupid.
Being stupid is stupid. Don't be stupid. Call us now.
Okay, and let's hear it for the posse. Mr. Philip Dawson of Ladbroke Grove.
Dawson's.
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 Mr. Philip Dawson's of Ladbroke Grove.
Yeah.
And our topical comedian, Davey Mark.
All right, all right, yeah, all right. Yeah.
So how topical have you been now, Davey?
Well, a couple of jokes have just occurred to me with things changing. John Major, he's so unpopular within his own party that they're demoting him to John Lieutenant, apparently.
That's shit.
Right, anything else?
News just in from Europe. Good news for green people in that Helmut Kohl has reassessed his energy policy and he's changing his name to Helmut Wind Power. See, Kohl.
Right. How topical are these?
They're based on ideas.
I wouldn't want to repeat myself.
Always move on, new material all the time with the pen, especially.
Davey Marker, topical comedian.
Yeah. All right, cheers.
Woo. Crap. Okay, just looking at some of the other reissues on CD now. This one is a cover version. Everyone's doing cover versions these days. This one comes from Conservative Central Office. It's a cover of Prince's Sexy MF. This is the John Major Family Values remix.
Come here, baby.
My mind is entirely open on that.
We will extend bus deregulation.
Hard AQ.
Yesterday's mashed potatoes. Educated on the subject of fight, an intervention of, in other words, the value of the meaning of this thing called love. I up on this, it's something you can get up off a hug and a kiss. Come here, babe. Yeah.
I've got a cold.
You sexy mother.
I want no complacency in any quarter.
Come here, baby. Yeah. You sexy mother.
Yesterday's mashed potatoes.
You sexy mother.
Potatoes. Potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Fact that I'm taking it, yeah. Can't you see I'm harder than a man could get? I got wet dream coming out of my ears. I get hard windows and alone near me. But I can take it, cause I want the whole nine. It ain't about the body, it's about the mind. Come here, baby. Yeah.
Parallel currencies.
You sexy.
Bus deregulation.
Come here, baby. Yeah. Ooh. You sexy.
Mind.
is not to tear away the infinite richness of the tapestry of different institutionals.
Radio with a head cold.
And that was the Family Values remix of Prince's Sexy MF. Okay, we've got all the facts and action at our fingertips to find out what's going on across the nation's carpets. It's over to Keith, who's in the Radio 1 Hoover. Hello, Keith.
Hello, Armando.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, what's it looking like today?
Well, it's pretty dusty, just like yesterday, both the living room and the dining area. Pretty well covered as far back as the white door. It's a thin layer of dry dust, but there's still a few lumps of dog clogging up the sucking action, so watch out for those. Also, quite a big mark just up the landing, and that might need a little bit of household detergent later on in the day. That's the carpet situation for now.
Great, Keith. See you back down here soon?
Yes.
Okay, don't go bumping into anything. Cheers. Okay, that was Keith there, the voice of the vacuum. It was the year of the 1992 general election. But what was the year? Some news just in. BBC Director General John Burt has revealed that he has five other wives for tax purposes. The wives are kept in a bank vault in the Channel Islands. He's agreed to become a Mormon. And Liberal Democrat Treasury spokesman Alan Beath admits he was once a witch. Talking in Bella magazine, he says, "In my youth and early teens, I attended covens, cast spells, and adopted awkward poses over a metal cauldron. I wore loose, ill-fitting black witch's garb and swore. I guess we all did in those days." It's connected from Stereo MCs, and once again we're indebted to the graphics department from ITV's The Chart Show for the information.
Gossip.
Lead vocalist The Head got his nickname because for the first 18 years of his life he was literally just a head.
Tour dates.
For obvious reasons, the Stereo MCs only tour Oslo and Lincoln.
Hi, who's that on line five?
John.
John, how are you, John?
I'm great, thanks.
Okay, where are you calling from?
From Hornsey.
Okay, John, how tall is your face?
10 inches.
John?
Yes?
You've just lost your virginity.
Yay! Oh, brilliant.
Norfolk Parish Council are organising a door-to-door baptism. The council will be coming round houses today, and if you want a baptism, all you need to have ready is a baby and a bucket.
Phone number.
The Head's phone number is 0222-76282. Ask for The Head. But if you're not
but sometimes I get a small plastic cup and put it on my head and pretend it's a hat.
And I also deliberately pour hot melted wax into my shoes before I put them on in the morning.
Being stupid isn't clever. It's stupid. Call us now.
Armando Iannucci on 1FM. Obviously not quite as good as a professional DJ, but near enough to have a reasonable stab.
BBC Radio 1FM.
And that's just about it. We'll be back at the same time next week, 8:30 on Saturday or midnight on Monday, if you're listening to the out-of-date repeat. And among other things, we'll be giving away copies of the controversial new video, Honey, I Interfered with the Kids. Also, catching up on information about Glenda Jackson fortnight in 19 Tuesdays' time, we've released a 1FM Glenda Jackson lookalike in North London. She'll be strolling around, so if you see a Glenda Jackson lookalike in North London, pelt her with rotting vegetation, and you could win a sticker. That's it. Let's all go off for the weekend. Dave, what are you up to this weekend?
I'm going to be adopted.
All right, Pete?
I'm expecting to be the subject of a massive fraud inquiry.
All right, Rebecca.
You see this bit here?
Yeah.
I'm going to have that removed on Sunday.
Okay. Well, I'll be taking part in a bank raid tomorrow afternoon at the NatWest Dagenham branch, so come along if you're interested. Thanks to my colleagues, Rebecca Front, David Schneider and Pete Bainham, and to my producer, Caroline Leddy, and PA Sharon Lewis. The first 2 minutes of this programme were recorded in Blast Studios, Jamaica, and re-edited at Sonoplum, New York. The fifth and sixth minutes were courtesy of EMI, and all parts apart from the 14th and 18th minutes were quantum crust using a DBA 190 twin pusher. Peace, copyright 1993. Ta-ra.